1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by F&F Feeds, now at the second location north of Olpe on Highway 99, your local Golden Harvest corn and soybean seed advisor.
F&F Feeds of Emporia has expanded to better serve Lyon and the neighboring county's agricultural community. Their second location, north of Olpe on 99 Highway, allows them to better support the area's feed, fertilizer, chemical, and seed needs. Contact Derek Bam, your local Golden Harvest corn and soybean seed advisor, at 620-343-7155 to see how he and the F&F team can help you. F&F Feeds, proudly serving the greater Lyon County area's agricultural needs.
KVUE News Time is now 7:17. It's Newsmaker Time here today. We're pleased to have with us in the studio, we'll have Scott Bernheide, we've got Clay Childs, we've got Rochelle Burke, as we discuss all the different activities to come for Wreaths Across America. Scott, good morning.
Morning, John.
Bring that microphone closer to you.
How are you today?
That's good.
I'm doing great.
Good to have you. Clay, how are you this morning?
Very good.
Good. Rochelle, how are you?
Just peachy.
How exciting, Scott, was it to have the wreaths in?
Oh, the escort was awesome.
Was the escort awesome?
Yeah. The escort was awesome. We did have a little communication problem with our truck driver, but
yeah,
we found him on the interstate. And we got him in, and the Lyon County Sheriff's Office, Emporia Police, Emporia Fire, they all did a great job. They showed up in force and got him point A to point B and got him back on the road because we got him offloaded pretty quick because he had three more stops after us.
Mm.
So he was still going to deliver more wreaths. So he was very appreciative, and it was his first time. We did have another issue with a driver where they stopped in Parsons. Our first driver that started in Maine, got to Parsons, had a family emergency, had to leave. And then Ernie took over. So yeah. He went from Parsons to Thayer to Emporia to Hutch to, yeah. He had a busy day yesterday.
Full day.
So what was the process then? You had to unload and then load again?
Well, we already had a truck sitting there at the fairgrounds. And Ernie told me on his way in, he goes, just have it sitting there. I can back like any. I said, okay. And so he backed his trailer right up to our trailer within inches, put a dock plate between, and we just transferred him across. So
pretty quick process then, huh?
Very quick. We got the count. I got my paperwork back to Wreaths Across America, signed all my documents, and he was on his way. And now, although our wreaths are in storage right now.
So how many wreaths do you have in storage?
2,376.
Wow. How's that feel?
That makes me nervous for Saturday because now we have to place. We've gained a couple veterans over the year, so our goal was originally has gone up to our final grave count, of course, and we've also found some veterans that are buried in the cemetery that we didn't know they were veterans. So that's a number that we're adding to our list. And so it's going to be, it's going to be great. We're gonna honor some veterans on Saturday, well, all of them.
Congratulations on a wonderful effort. Well, Rochelle, volunteer wise, where are we at? Are we in good shape as of right now?
I think Scott said 100.
140 was the last online, but I've heard so many word of mouth. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be late, but I'm going to be there.
Just show up. Show up. You don't have to sign up. You don't have to do anything.
You don't have to sign up online. It's open to the public. Show up. Ceremony starts at 11. If you can't make the ceremony, come for the wreath placement. It'll start around noon. However, based on the potential weather, which the forecast is changing pretty much hourly, the main thing is dress to the weather if you're going to be there. Okay, it's going to be cold. Dress appropriately to the cold. But at the same time, when we go into the cemetery and start placing wreaths, please, layer, because it's a lot of walking and people may get hot. So anyway, layer that up. Yeah, well, it's going to be huge.
I see you're wearing a Cozumel t-shirt. Are you trying to impose your will on a little bit warmer
weather? We're manifesting here, I think.
I'm reflecting on this on June. This past June, we did a SIB trip. All my siblings and our spouses.
Oh, good.
Cruise,
nice. So. That is outstanding. Rochelle, when we talk about the volunteers, you know, and we've got about 140 that sound like they're confirmed or pretty close to it here. What duties do you have that are going to be in store here for Saturday? Is it strictly going to be wreath laying, or are there going to be, say, maybe some other components here to the volunteer work that's needed?
We've got anything from where Clay and Scott has worked to set up a shuttle at Jones Park, and they're trying to shuttle everybody from Jones Park over, and we get to cut through. Brenda found that yesterday for us. So there's no cables, so we don't actually have to go out on Prairie. We need people standing there to get them on the golf carts, to get them back over to the cemetery. We need people kind of standing at the boxes. There's going to be younger kids. I think Scott said there's a couple 4-H'ers, a couple Boy Scout troops, the Honor Flight, South Lyon County. I think he said Southern Coffee County's in it,
yep,
too.
Leroy.
There's going to be the younger kids that can walk, but if you just want to come and grab a chair, bring a chair. We need people. There's going to be the boxes. He's going to have 8 stations. There's everything. I mean, there's going to be, he's going to have coffee and donuts and cider up there, too.
Oh, yeah.
If you just want to come socialize.
come hang out with Rochelle and socialize.
There we go.
Yeah. I'll be at the main tent, but anybody can come. You don't have, if you just want to come and place one, or if you want to come and place how many ever you want, your heart desires, we're not stopping anybody.
We've got 2,334.
Yeah.
So there's ample opportunity for that.
And if you want, I mean, we've got 6 golf carts, 7 golf carts. We have a capability of getting you out there. If there is some people that do want to, and Scott will talk about the grave specific, we will, because we understand some of the family with some of the spouses still have problems getting around, and we don't want them falling out there or anything. So we have precautions, and we'll have people helping anybody that needs help.
Well, Clay, what do you recommend for the parking here? Obviously, we're going to have a lot of volunteers. A lot of people are going to be present this Saturday out there. So
yeah.
What logistically do you have things lined up to do?
I've been accused of being what's called a linear thinker. So I kind of think in a straight line. So I think chronologically. So first of all, I'd like to encourage everybody to come out to the American Legion for breakfast before. Get your tummy
get
full
fueled
of nice
up, yeah.
Warm food before you get out there. So that's 7:30 to 10:30. Encourage you to carpool from the Legion. Carpool with your friends and family. There's going to be no public access to the cemetery itself. We'd like to encourage people, again, to park in Jones Park and walk in. That avoids you off the city street, you know, kind of traffic there. However, there is parking available on Prairie and Lincoln is public parking. And there's no restrictions there. The police department would like to encourage people on Lincoln. What we're doing for that parking is primarily for wreath laying. If you're not coming to the ceremony and you're just going to lay wreaths, there will be a volunteer station at the Lincoln Street entrance into the cemetery where they can get instructions on how to lay wreaths, and that would be about 11:45 to 12 o'clock. And they're encouraging people to park on the southern part of Lincoln Street, yeah. So that you don't have that curve and that hill just before you enter the parking lot. But that would be one place to park. Jones Park is highly encouraged, and we will do the best that we can to shuttle people. If you're capable of walking into the cemetery from Jones Park, we would encourage that. It also, again, keeps you off of Prairie Street. Parking is available on Prairie, and that would be obviously closest to get in for the ceremony portion. But there will be 2 stations there, one on the east side of the cemetery and one on the west side of the cemetery, for instructions on how to lay the wreaths. Handicap parking, I would certainly encourage Bridge to Jones Park. We're going to Main Street. Has Emporia has provided the larger golf cart that's available, so we plan to encourage people that need a little bit more handicap access to park in Jones Park, and we'll try to run a shuttle back and forth to provide people that assistance.
So it's a golf cart shuttle then? That's how you're doing
this?
Yeah,
that would be the best way to provide those that need that extra assistance. If you have any, you know, I do, you know, again, the cemetery is a little bit uneven ground. It's going to be cold. If you have any concerns, we appreciate that everybody wants to be there, but you kind of need to be responsible for your own safety. And if it's something that is outside your comfort zone, there is, you know, that's just maybe something you don't want to do this year because of the cold temperatures, uneven ground, and things like that. But we will do the best that we can to get everybody there that wants to be there as safely as possible. So that's kind of why we're encouraging Jones Park to keep people, again, off of the street and give them a little bit of direct access without having to worry about traffic.
Clay Childs, Rochelle Burke, Scott Bernheide joining us, KVOE's Newsmaker segment again here today, talking about all the wreaths across America, ceremonial activities, volunteer, as you just heard, planning for traffic flow. Clay, on that more general topic on the planning side of things, how's it been working with the city here to make sure that everything has been relatively smooth going into Saturday?
Well, it's an amazing community to work with our first responders and veteran community always working together. Anything we've asked for, we've always had support from, and, you know, again, it goes beyond our first responders, our veterans. And this in particular has gone out to our business community, who really have come out in large numbers with large donations to make this possible. I mean, what did we have last year, Scott? About 671. 671 wreaths, and with the community support and business support, we're now full coverage, which when we set this out, we looked at Scott and we said, you know, I think our goal should be full coverage, and I think he was a little concerned, but by golly, we got there.
His eyes got big.
Scott's eyes got big.
I don't know why he doubted us.
Yeah. Well, there was no doubt. It was just
big. Yeah,
just big.
So I think his goal ultimately was full coverage. We just helped him get there a lot quicker than he expected. You know, so
the average is 10 years for a cemetery our size to get 100% full coverage takes 10 years. So to do it in this is our third year,
really your second full year, right?
Yes, our second year placing. Yes, so yeah.
Emporia, well, go big.
Or go home, right?
Yep.
That's it.
Don't need to go home. Just go big.
Maybe one thing that it's okay to interject here, guys. I think, you know, one thing that I'd like Scott to cover is how we place the wreaths, you know, so that we can have some of the significance of the ceremony or some of the significance if it's just not a matter of just putting a wreath down and walking away. There's a little more to that.
Yeah, Scott. We want to get to that. But this is obviously going to be a process on Saturday. You've got, you know, over 2,000 wreaths in a truck. They're in, what, cardboard boxes right now?
Yeah.
So
we will pre-stage those before the Saturday.
Okay. And will the marking of the graves happen, obviously, before Saturday, too? You've already done that?
Yes.
When was that done?
The past 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
The past 2 weeks.
That's a project right there.
Yes. All the veterans' graves have been marked with a blue flag, utility flag.
Okay.
And some of them have American flags with the bronze veteran flag stand. Some of them don't. But we're able to find all of them and mark them with a blue flag. So on wreath day is what we will do. During the ceremony, of course, we're going to present each service wreath. That's ceremonial. When we go to the wreath placement, I'll bring everybody back after a short break, and I'll give instructions on how we place a wreath to the type of headstone that you're placing against. The bow always goes at 12 o'clock. If it's an upright headstone, you lean it against the headstone, but the veteran's name needs to be revealed. If it's a flat headstone, you lay it on the ground in front of the veteran's name. Do not cover up the veteran's name with the bow at 12 o'clock. And, yeah, it's not just we're rocking along and pitching wreaths at a headstone. It was interesting when we were in the escort yesterday. My wife said, "You know what? Every wreath on that trailer represents that's the soul of a veteran. If we think of it that way, that's the soul of a veteran coming home. That's what we want to think about. That's what we want to focus. That's what this wreath is. It, it's it's just, we and we say their names. When we place a wreath, you reach out to them, you hand it out, right? Like you're presenting it to them, and you place it and you say their name. Because saying their name, it ensures that their legacy of duty, service, and sacrifice is never forgotten. Right, because that is a veteran. That's what we're honoring. That's what these—they're a veteran wreaths. Again, they're not Christmas wreaths. They're not decorations. They are a gift from a grateful nation for the service that that veteran did for this country, and that's what these wreaths represent. And we want to present them with respect and dignity, and that's what they deserve. The veterans and the wreaths deserve the same respect. That's why, just. I got goosebumps when I saw the truck coming in yesterday because I knew what was on that truck and I knew what that represented. So this whole program is in my heart, and it's hard to explain.
So you'll have a little tutorial for the wreath layers prior
yes.
to
yep.
All the wreaths being laid across the cemetery?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So the ceremony itself, Scott, what will that entail?
That will entail, of course, we will have, I have a little bit of talking I got to do about what is a wreath, what is our program. We're going to have some guest speakers. We're going to present the ceremonial wreaths for each service, of course. And actually, one thing that I have added is Gold Star families. That's not a normal Wreath Across America wreath presentation, ceremonial wreath. They've given me the opportunity to add that. So the flags that go inside the wreath for the ceremony, I purchased those myself. That's not part of their their program. So, and we have Gold Star families in our community. I have not had a problem. This is our third year again. I have not had a problem finding a Gold Star family to present that wreath. And so, yes, I've added that to our program. We're going to sing the national anthem. We're going to have color guards. We're going to play taps. Hopefully that works this year. I've got a person to play it this year. As if you were there last year, we had a little issue with the electronic bugle. Anyway, and we're going to thank all of our sponsors because without them, this wouldn't be happening.
Well, sponsors and individuals that have donated as
yes.
well. I mean, the community's really, you know, gotten behind this. The founding city of Veterans Day, and we're excited to be able to have this ceremony and presentation happening Saturday.
If I can intervene, grave specific. If you, just to put it out to the public, if you sponsored a grave specific wreath, we'll have a tent there close to the entrance on the Prairie Street side. That'll have signage that says grave specific. Be there at 10 a.m. Grave specific pickup starts at 10 a.m. Come to that tent, you'll pick up your wreath, and that gives you time to go spend with your veteran. So that's why I set that an hour before the ceremony so people can come and get their wreath and spend that private time with their veteran that they want to. If you didn't do it through our website, so and you didn't receive an email confirmation, I still have a list, so please come to the tent, verify, and we'll take care of all that. But as of right now, our grave-specific count is at 96.
Wow, that's impressive. Guys, anything else? Clay, you've got something looks like you want to add?
Oh, I always have something to add. But I do,
yeah.
Again, regarding the weather, I've been looking this week, and you know the weather's been up and down, sometimes the highs in the 20s, sometimes lows in the 30s. Highs in the low 30s, but it's going to be cold. So dress for the weather. That's, easy to say. If you have any concerns, you know, this may not be the year for you to be out there. But I think it's also, it may be uncomfortable, but sometimes we need to be reminded of the uncomfort that some of our, you know, World War II and actually all veterans at times had to go through.
Well,
the Battle of Bastogne, you know, they were sleeping outside when it was the temperature it's going to be and colder with snow and they were being shot at. You know, so when you go through and you place the wreaths on these graves, you can look at the period of time that they served and remember the sacrifices they made in all sorts of different and difficult weather. I think that's what gives meaning to the reason that we do this, the reason we do it with the live wreaths, and the reason that it's so important to remember that circle of life represented by that wreath that you're placing.
Rochelle, anything else you wanted to add here this morning?
I just want to add our amazing sponsors. I know Scott had 315 wreaths purchased, and he told us, I've only got one big sponsor, and they never wanted to be recognized, but we want to make sure that they are. Gion Showcase Furniture and Appliances was the very first big, huge corporate sponsor that Scott had. On that, Ashley Mitchell added Roy Miller Backhoe, Sutherland's Lumber, Bruce Davis Construction, our Lyon County, our commissioners. And then we had the Shelley Electric, Modern Air Conditioning, Burnett Brothers, and then her, Mitchell Markowitz, me, Flint Hills Towing. And then our biggest one that when Clay had announced on the radio with his J.M. Smuckers to everybody else, Hostess here in town, and the Maplewood Memorial, Brenda and her crew, American Legion, and the Gazette, and if it wasn't for you guys, KVOE, helping us get the word out to everyone, because we've heard it a couple times. Oh, we heard it's coming. We heard it's coming. So we appreciate everything that you have did to help push this through.
It's cool. Here.
Well, those are the big ones, but yeah. If you bought even one wreath, you're part of what made this happen.
Yes.
So we just want to thank everybody that made this a reality, especially for Scott, the coordinator that got this all started.
Well, guys, can't wait for Saturday, and we really appreciate your time with us here this morning and the update here, getting us ready for what's going to be taking place Saturday morning. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you this weekend.
Thanks, Chuck.
Thank you.
Scott Byrne, Heidi Rochelle Burke, Clay Childs joining us again with Wreaths Across America. All the ceremonies coming up Saturday morning at Maplewood Memorial Lawn Cemetery. Really quickly, this week's newsmakers are full. Tomorrow we'll be joined by Janet Bathurst and Lisa Keith as we talk about the hometown Christmas activities in Allen coming up on Friday.
All right, thank you all. Nicely done. Looking forward to Wreaths Across America coming up on Saturday. Thanks to all for a job well done. Our primetime newsmaker this morning brought to you by F&F Feeds, proudly serving the greater Lyon County area's agricultural needs. F&F Feeds in Emporia and now north of Olpe. That's F&F Feeds. KVOE Live and Local, 740, 35 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.